your father travel a lot, or?
No.
Did you ever go off with him, or when you were young?
No, no. Dad just traveled in the Baton Rouge area. I mean, it was always, oh, I think he went as far as Marin, going to Rosedale. Of course, to go 20, 25 miles round trip, in those days, was a trip.
There wasn't no short distance that
way. No. I guess the first time I left the state, I guess I was around 7 years old. That would have been 47.
Yes.
37. Dad won a trip, a deep sea fishing trip out of Gulfport. It may have been later. It must have been later. I guess I was 9 years old.
Gulfport,
Mississippi. He had a 33 Ford sedan, four-door sedan. And I remember we went deep sea fishing off of Biloxi, off Gulfport. I don't know exactly which one it was. And I believe that was the first time I left the state. That wasn't far. Of course, then when I got in high school, my sophomore year, one of the guys in the neighborhood wanted to take a trip, and his mother made him take his younger brother with him, and I was the same age as his younger brother. And she had a sister that lived in Illinois, so had a chance to travel then.
Rode the other
way? Yeah. Of course, this is in the 40s. This is right after the, I know it was gas rationing in effect, but he had saved up a bunch of stamps, black market and everything else. But we went in a 37 Ford. It must have been, I graduated from high school in 46. This must have been the summer of 44, 45.
Okay. Where'd you get your milk from around here? The milk came from the
Klein Peters and Santa Maria at the time, and Louisiana Creamery.
That was a big, Klein Peters were big.
Klein Peters wasn't as large then as they are now, dairy. But they had their own dairy and they raised their own cows and everything.
What'd you call the thick sour milk that you kept around or got? That was.
You mean buttermilk?
Okay.
You
have clabber?
Yeah.
Is that the same?
No, clabber's something different. Clabber is the next stage of it before it goes into butter.
Did you ever make any cheese out of clabber?
No.
Okay.
Never did. Let's say in those days, the wife got a cheese making outfit here about a year ago and made some cheese. It was horrible. We had Santa Maria Dairy and Klein Peters had their own cows. Now Louisiana Creamery bought their milk from the farming area around. See, they have since, Brownsville, this might have bought them out several years ago. Then Barden's moved in. Barden's came into Baton Rouge strictly as an ice cream place, and that was a big Sunday afternoon treat to ride out to, then we had the LSU Dairy. I can remember as a kid going to the LSU Dairy and getting ice cream. It was right next to the sugar mill.
Yeah.
Of course, for years LSU had its own dairy and milk processing and furnished all the milk on the campus. Then they also had a complete working sugar mill where they grew their own sugar cane, cut it, hauled it to the mill,